The next author in our summer series, Crime in the City, is consumed by two things, murder and Paris. Cara Black lives in San Francisco, which seems an intriguing enough city, but every one of her murder mysteries takes place in Paris, the City of Light, each in one of the city's very different neighborhoods. Her latest, Murder in the Latin Quarter, came out this spring. Eleanor Beardsley met Black at the scene of her Paris crimes and sends this report.
With her 10th crime novel just hot off the press, Cara Black is already back in Paris scouting out her next mystery. I meet up with her in front of the fountain at Saint-Michel in the crowded heart of the Latin Quarter where her latest novel is set. Though she didn't publish her first crime novel until 1999, Black says the seed was planted back in the early 80s when a Parisian friend showed her another side of the city she thought she already knew.
She took me to the Marais, and she said, well, this is where my mother lived during the German occupation. She was a hidden Jewish girl, and she wore a yellow star. She was 14 and came home from school in 1943, and the apartment was empty. She didn't know what happened. She thought her parents were coming back, and she ended up living in the apartment for a year. The concierge gave her coupons for food and coal. 14 years old, going to school, thinking maybe when she came back, maybe they would be there.
The girl's parents never did come back. They had been deported to Auschwitz. Black says that story stayed with her, and she knew she'd write about it someday.
This was sort of my introduction to this whole other history of Paris. That darker side, that other side, that side that people didn't talk about really fascinated me, and it really drew me.
Black's chance came when her son was old enough to go back to school. She had taken time off when he was born. Instead of returning to her job as a preschool teacher, she began writing. 3.5 years later, the story of that young Jewish girl became her first book, Murder in the Marais. Black says the crime novel turned out to be the perfect genre to allow her to explore the dark side of Paris.
Well, it's down here, and we got to go up and over.
As she wanders through the back streets of the Latin Quarter, Black says she is drawn again and again to the 20 distinct neighborhoods of Paris, its arrondissement. Each of her novels is set in a different arrondissement, and Black says she builds on the history and character of each quarter. Sometimes she just stumbles on the perfect crime setting, like for her third novel, Murder in Saint-Thier, which is set in Paris's garment district.
I basically got lost one day. I missed the bus, and I was walking, and then I realized that this was a very different kind of area. And then there were all these hookers standing on the street. Then there were these men pushing these big barrels of clothing into the courtyards of these, like, 17th century hotel particulier into the basement where there were sweatshops. And I just loved this dichotomy of what was going on in the Saint-Thier.
Black uses details like that to paint a word picture of the real Paris, the gritty city behind the facade that tourists see. She says her goal is to capture the living, vibrant city that meshes with its history and the ghosts of its past.
And so we're going up Rue Saint-Jacques. It's an old Roman road. This is all Roman here in the Gauls. I mean, we're in one of the oldest parts of Paris.
Walking with Black through Paris feels like a tour of an open-air museum with Black as the curator. She constantly points out historical landmarks and references and throws in a few tales of her own. In Murder in the Latin Quarter, the crime is set against the backdrop of the Sorbonne and the Grandes Écoles, the city's centuries-old bastions of learning. Black's murder victim turns out to be a Haitian professor, so she can weave in third world geopolitics, spooky voodoo rituals, and the brutal world of the human traffickers who prey on the Haitian immigrants of Paris. Inside a cafe, Black reads a passage from her book.
The smell was stronger now, sweet lilac mingling with the cloying metallic odor of blood. She peered behind the overturned desk and saw a slumped figure. A man lay against the wall behind the desk. His half-opened eyes revealed dilated pupils. A deep red blossom stained the gristle that had been his ear. Tufts of skin had been peeled away from his temple.
Black's books may be full of gruesome crimes, but her hero is the bright and breezy Aimée Leduc. Leduc may be chic as she rides her motor scooter around Paris in Chanel skirts, but she also runs her own computer security firm and has a penchant for bad boys. Black says her readers seem to love the contrast between Leduc's chutzpah and her vulnerability and the fact that she doesn't fit any particular category.
Well, she's half American, half French. Her mother was American, who left her when she was 8 years old. I knew I couldn't write as a French woman, but I think detectives in the mold of the lone wolf, they're neither fish nor fowl, which is what Amy is, neither fish nor fowl. She was raised by her father, who had been a cop, a flic, and so she never led a traditional French life. She's always been an outsider.
Black is as well steeped in the crime world of Paris as she is in the city's history. She counts private detectives and precinct chiefs as friends. She says all her murder mysteries are built on real-life stories, nuggets, she calls them, collected from the Parisian contacts she has built up over 30 years of coming to the city.
Oh, c'est très gentil.
Oui.
One of those contacts is 87-year-old Monsieur Fernand, who owns a Latin Quarter cafe his parents opened in the 1920s, and which doesn't seem to have changed much since then. Black has dedicated her latest novel to Monsieur Fernand and has come back to give him a copy.
Monsieur Fernand.
Monsieur
of the cafe. Rue Feuillantine.
Oui, oui.
Très bien, very well.
Who keeps the stories alive?
Oui, oui, oui. Très bien.
Oui.
Not surprisingly, beneath Fernand's cafe lie some of the ancient tunnels and caverns of subterranean Paris, a setting for a few of the spookier scenes in Murder in the Latin Quarter. Like Monsieur Fernand, Black's books give readers a taste of the grittier side of the city and the real people who live here. And lucky for her fans, she has 10 more arrondissements to go. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
You can read an excerpt from Cara Black's novel and check out other recommendations from our Crime in the City series when you're checking the news throughout the day at NPR.org. Thursday, our series takes us to Germany.
It was pure Berlin. It was vulgar. It was noisy. It was dirty. It was full of rogues and cheats and thieves, full of policemen, many of whom were rogues and thieves and cheats themselves.
We will hear more from novelist Philip Kerr on Thursday. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.